Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Oh man, having some fun on social today because I'll just tell you, and then you can go back and check it out. But so I tweeted I told you earlier, there's a great video of the hit on Patrick Mahomes by AJ Epinesa. Dan Fates from Wham in Rochester on the sidelines with the camera got a great look of it. It's a really great video, and I quote tweeted it, and what I said was, "Here's a look at the hit." Every football fan was looking for a yellow flag, not because it was a penalty, but just because. And, oh my gosh, Chiefs fans have found this. Chiefs fans have found this tweet, and they think, oh, just because Josh Allen gets more calls than Patrick Mahomes. That's the responses from Chiefs fans. It's hilarious. There you go, Bills fans. Check it out. Go see my tweet at Sell Sports. The tweet of the quote tweet of Dan Fates' video and the responses from Chiefs fans. Actually, I wasn't even referring it to it that way. It's more because just generally in quarterbacks. But yes, we know with Mahomes. But just generally quarterbacks, they get calls like that, right? But yeah, this quarterback. And I do think even Josh, like Josh does get calls like that. I didn't even really mean it like that, although kind of sort of. I really meant it just more in general as quarterbacks. But Chiefs fans have found this tweet, and they're mad. They're big mad. And you can go debate it if you want with them. That's funny. Greg is in Cleveland. Hi, Greg. What's going on? You're on WGR.
Hey, Sal. Doing great. Always enjoy the show, and it's always nice on a Victory Monday.
Yeah, thank you.
I was thinking, you know, sometimes like that New England game, at the end of the game, you go, well, you know, New England won, and that's, I guess, the bottom line. But the Bills, you know, the turnovers, lost the turnover battle. And where the turnovers happened, right? You know, could have been a field goal here, gave up a touchdown there. This was a game that no matter, even if, and God forbid, Kansas City would have had that Hail Mary, came away and said, Buffalo, and they said it didn't dominate them, but boy, they handled them top, bottom, left, and right. And that was really, really good to see. So I'm kind of hoping they build on that. Obviously, the Michael Hoyt thing is really tough, but, you know, hopefully they've got that energy back, and looking forward to seeing the rest of this season, you know, play out.
Yeah, you got it. All around big victory for the Buffalo Bills yesterday, for sure. And really good victory, solid victory, both sides of the ball. You know, special teams a little lacking yesterday. I thought that they didn't have their best day. They gave up a big kick return. They missed a field goal. You need a little bit more from there. Wisnowski was good with two punts out of three inside the 20. That's good, right? It wasn't like they were bad. I'm just saying, like, if you want to pick something apart, what do you got? You got the... I generally find this, though. It's this. this is a pet peeve of mine. This is happening today again, okay, which is I know that when the Bills win, not everything is great. Like, there's still things that you could say, you can improve here, improve there. There's this thing that they did wrong. There's that thing. That's what happens. Just like when they lose, not everything is terrible. There's this they did well, and that's the way it goes all the time, okay? But man, some of you, when I say this, some, not a lot, I don't know, what's the percentage? Some of you, it just seems like you intentionally have to find the things that you're mad about. I don't know. That's just not a way for me to live. I can't do it. How do you live like that on a daily basis? The Bills just beat the Chiefs. They gave Patrick Mahomes his worst day statistically ever. Josh Allen had one of his best days statistically ever, franchise record at least, completion percentage. They ran for 140, threw for 260, had 400 yards of offense. They beat the Chiefs in their house, 28-21. They're in control the whole game. And the immediate reaction from some of this fan base is, but let me tell you why I hated the timeouts. The immediate reaction from some of the fan base is, I can't believe they kicked that field goal at the end. Dude. Like, that is just a weird way for... I just think it's a weird way to live. I just do. I'm sorry. It's not saying that everything's perfect. Yes, those are debatable things, and I could tell you, this didn't go right, and that was a bad call, and maybe Sean McDermott used a bad timeout here. It's all good. It's all fair. But it's sports. Enjoy when your team wins, especially a big victory. I just think it's if you try to do that, just try it. If you're one of these people I'm talking about, just try it the other way for a minute. Maybe it'll really just help you brighten your week a little bit. I don't know, man. It's weird. It's wild. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. I just quote tweeted the honey badger, not the real one. Who's the honey badger? Now I can't think of his name.
Matthew, right?
Tyron Matthew, thank you. Yeah. This person online, thank you. Thank you, Owen. This person online goes by Honey Badger Cards. And he said, just because Josh Allen gets more roughing calls than Mahomes, is that just because? It's so funny. Like, no, actually, I actually meant because they overprotect QBs, but glad to see Chiefs fans found the tweet. It's funny. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get to what happened week number 9. In the National Football League, it started on Thursday night. The Ravens beat the Dolphins 28-6. Ravens now 3-5. Dolphins cleaning house. They fire Chris Greer, their GM, after the game. And then today, this morning, they trade edge rusher Jalen Phillips to the Philadelphia Eagles. Who is going to be playing for the Dolphins when the Bills play them on Sunday? Maybe Owen Parker and Dan Dale. I have no idea because I don't know who's going to be left on that roster by the time that they're done. I mean, hey, they have to do it, though. They really do. And honestly, like, they're in no man's land right now, the Dolphins. They got to figure out their QB. But either way, Ravens 3-5, Dolphins 2-7. The Cincinnati Bengals defense is so, so bad. It is so, so bad. They gave up 576 yards of offense to the Chicago Bears, and a running back that no one heard of before this week until he had to start on fantasy, and everyone was picking him up, and it worked out for you. Menange. Is that how you say his last name? Menange, right? 47 points for the Bears, 42 for the Bengals. The Bengals come to Buffalo the first weekend of December. I mean, you're like, can you put a 50 burger on him? You're thinking. That is... Their defense is so bad, and yet their offense is so good. It really is. Joe Flacco threw for 4 more touchdowns and 470 yards. Can you imagine that? This dude is like, he's throwing the ball all over the place. All these touchdowns. They have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins putting up numbers after numbers, and they just cannot, they can't stop anybody. Bengals fall to 3-6. Bears go to 5-3 in a very competitive NFC North, and that's a big reason because the Vikings with a huge upset over the Lions, 27-24, and the Vikings improved to 4-4. They're suddenly back in this thing. Lions now 5-3. How about J.J. McCarthy, 143 yards and 2 touchdowns? Solid performance, not great. Okay, did enough. Jared Goff, 284 and 2 touchdowns for the Detroit Lions, who fall to 5-3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Also in the NFC North, the Packers lose to the Panthers. Hey, maybe that win by the Bills over the Panthers was pretty darn good. I would say it this way. It's not Andy Dalton, it's Bryce Young, but I thought Andy Dalton might have given him a better chance to win. Bryce Young looked pretty good yesterday. 11 of 20, 102. Didn't ask him to do much, but he did throw a pick. It was very windy. Really, the story for the Panthers in this game, well, actually, it was Rico Dowdle. 130 yards rushing again. The Bills held Rico Dowdle to pretty much nothing. 25 carries, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Other teams get run on, too. Carolina now 5-4 in the NFC South. Packers come back to the pack a little bit, 5-2-1. That tie is helping them at this point. I guess you could say it's hurting them. They could be with 6 wins, but, you know, they're a half game up. The Denver Broncos, they have a good defense. So does Houston. The Texans are going to be a tough, tough defense for the Bills to go against when they play on a Thursday night in a few weeks. And the Broncos, we know they have a tough defense, and we know they get after the quarterback. And they were able to squeak out a low-scoring victory in Houston, 18-15, the final score in this one. Defensive game all around here. Oh, I'm looking at this. Can you guys help me out? Owen, did CJ Stroud get hurt or something?
Yeah.
What happened? I didn't even know this. I'm looking at the stats. Davis Mills, 30 attempts.
Yeah, Stroud went down to slide after going for a scramble and got popped pretty good from the side and ended up getting knocked out. Had a little bit of the fencing thing that we saw with Tua. Like bad, it looked like
I did
bad
not know
concussion.
This until just now.
Yeah, yeah, it was ugly. We talked a little bit about it this morning with Jeremy and Joe, and they were talking about, like, he goes down and got hit from the side. It's an ugly-looking play, and he got...
Okay.
His head hits back on the turf
so
really hard.
The Bills play on November 20th. We're still 19 days away. I mean, you're probably thinking at this point, like, that's something that he'll go through concussion protocol by then play.
He
but
should be back, yeah. But it was a gnarly enough
I did not know this
bang in the head
just
that
now.
It could, you know, feasibly keep him out.
Okay,
doubtful, but.
Well, Davis Mills goes 17 of 30 for 137 after C.J. Stroud was knocked out of the game, 6 of 10, 79. Bo Nix, 18 of 37, 173 and 2 touchdowns, but they get the field goals and they win 18-15. Was this all field goals? Oh, no, there was a touchdown Cortland Sutton scored and R.J. Harvey scored. Okay, so, but the Texans had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 field goals. That's how they scored. Okay. Texans now 3-5. Broncos 7-2 atop the AFC West. Man, the freaking Falcons. 4 minutes left. They score a touchdown. Drake London on a fourth down. They're going to tie it up. They miss the extra point against the Patriots. They get the ball back. They get to midfield. Then they get stalled. They have a 4th-and-20. Patriots win 24-23 to stay atop the AFC East. Falcons 3-5. How did the Bills lose to the Falcons? Man, it's just one of those frustrating losses that seems to happen once a year. Giants, they lose after a nice opening drive. They go down the field and score. Theo Johnson from Jackson Dart. But after that, it was pretty much all Niners, 34-24 in this one. Mac Jones gets the start again. Two touchdown passes on 235 yards passing. Jackson Dart throws a couple of touchdowns, 191 yards passing. You have to wonder about the Giants and their coaching staff and their GM and Joe Shane and Brian Daboll and their future in New York. They're as competitive as they can be right now, given the circumstances, but it's not going well. 2-7. Niners 6-3. Another big upset. This one, I said it pregame. I said to Jeremy and Joe pregame yesterday, I said, this is a Mike Tomlin game. It's the kind of game where Tomlin just wins, right? He just finds, his teams find a way to win these games. It's weird. The Tomlin pixie dust gets sprayed in Pittsburgh over the Colts, 27-20 in this one. Colts turned the ball over, six times, I think it was? Six turnovers for the Colts, that's right. 27-20. Short fields for the Steelers. They took advantage. They got after not only Daniel Jones, but Jonathan Taylor, only 45 yards rushing. Steelers now 5-3. Colts 7-2. Still atop the AFC, but locked in right now and tied with both Denver and New England for the top seed. Chargers lose Joe Alt. We'll see what that means going forward. They had a tougher-than-expected game in Tennessee against the Titans. 27-20, the final score in this one. Cam Ward, 145 yards passing. Didn't throw a touchdown, but didn't turn the ball over. Justin Herbert did, but he also threw two touchdowns. 250 yards passing. And Rondae Gadsden again led the Chargers in receiving. 5-68. Chargers, 6-3. One game behind the Broncos, one game ahead of the Chiefs. Titans, 1-8. Rams, pretty easy work, I guess you'd say, over the New Orleans Saints. 438 yards of offense at 224 against a rookie quarterback in Tyler Shuck. Kyren Williams, 114 yards rushing. Matthew Stafford, 281 and 4 TDs passing. Shuck did throw a touchdown pass, also an interception. Rams 6-2 atop the NFC West along with Seattle. Saints 1-8. Right now have the number one pick in the draft. Jacksonville Jaguars beat the LA Raiders 30-29. How about the Raiders in overtime going for two? Pass fails, they lose. Good for them. They're trying to win the game. I don't blame them there. They had two wins on the season. Jags, though, gives them their fifth win of the year. And it was Trevor Lawrence throwing 220 yards, no touchdowns, one pick. Geno Smith, 284 and four touchdown passes. Seattle, late last night, was all over the Washington Commanders, 38-14. They go to 6-2 to stick with the Rams in the West. And terrible news for Jaden Daniels. Dislocates his elbow. Terrible-looking injury. His non-throwing, which is the only good news, I guess, about the injury. It wasn't his throwing arm, but it was a terrible-looking injury. And just a lost season, it seems like, for the Commanders after such a promising start to Daniels' career last year. Tonight, Monday Night Football, the Arizona Cardinals visit the Dallas Cowboys. We'll come back. We'll do sit up, stand down, hey buddy, and wrap up the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show in a Buffalo Football Victory Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.